Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Vav Amud Aleph, but we are on the bottom of Daf Hey Amud Beis, and the Gemara is now going to teach us a case where you're going to transfer something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim with a Makom Patur, the place where you're going to be fully Patur, in between. What would the Halacha be in that situation? So, Tanu Rabbanan Rabbah Sons and Rabbi Samuel Timichanos Lepchatia Derech Stuff. So, if someone transferred an object from a store to a public place, through while walking through some sort of bench area, Derech Stav is going to be a Makom Patur. So you are going to be Chayiv, say the Rabbanan, you're going to be Chayiv because you're really going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRam. It doesn't matter what's in between. You went from one to the other. That's going to make you Chayiv no matter what. Ben Azai Poter, but Ben Azai says you are going to be Patur for some reason. Now says the Gemara, Bishlam Ben Azai, I understand why Ben Azai says you're going to be Patur. Kasavar Mahalech Gomei Dami, because he holds of the following principle, that if someone's walking, it's as if they are standing still, meaning walking through the Makom Patur, it's as if you stood still. So now you're going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Patur, then Makom Patur to a Rishus HaRabim, where you are not going to be chayiv for any of those. That's why he says that it's going to be Patur, because he has this concept of Mahalik Ke'omei Dami, because when you are walking, it's as if you're standing. El Rabbanan, but according to the Rabbanan, Nihi Name Dekasavri Mahalik Laf Ke'omei Dami. So obviously they're going to hold that walking is not like standing, and that's why you're going to be chayiv, because it doesn't matter what you're walking in between, as long as you're going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be chayiv. So ask the Gemara, though, Hecha Ashkechana Kai Gavna Dechayev. But where do we ever find a situation where someone's going to be Chayev? If you're walking from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim with a Makom Patur in between, why are you going to be Chayev? If you look at the cases in the Torah is only teaching where you go directly from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. How do we know if there's a Makom Patur in between that you are also going to be Chayev in such situations? So the Gemara is going to have three suggestions as to where we get this from. Amar Rav Safra, Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So the first suggestion is, Midi Dhava Amavir Chayfetz Birshus HaRabim. So we know that someone's also going to be Chayiv, not just going from one Rishus to the other, but if someone walks four Amos in Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayiv. So it's similar to a case where someone is moving an object more than four Amos within a Rishus HaRabim, where you're going to be normally Chayiv. Hasam Lav Avagav Dekaman Nakit Leiv Azil Pater Kimanach Le Chayiv Hachanami Loshna. Says the Gemara, just as when you're walking more than four Amos in a place, you're only going to be Chayiv once you walk four Amos. So let's say you're on Amma number 10. So all of those extra Amos after four that you walked, it's basically like a makom tour. It's useless. Yet you're still going to only be chayiv once you stop. As long as you continue walking, you're not going to be chayiv because you haven't stopped yet. Once you stop, you are going to be chayiv. So we see that in the situation where you walk through a, let's call it a makom patur, meaning these extra amos that were unnecessary, and then you stop, so you're still going to be chayiv. So maybe the same thing would apply in our situation. Even though if you would have stopped, it would be a makom patur. So you're walking through the makom patur, and then you walk into the Rishus HaRabim from the Rishus HaYachid, so you're going to be chayiv in the same way that you would be chayiv if you now stopped after walking more than four amos. So ask the Gemara, me dummy, are these cases really comparable? Hasam, over there, when we're talking about the more than four amos in Rishus HaRabim, kol echad amanach leim makom chiyufu. Any point after those four amos that he walks, whenever he's going to stop, it's a makom chiyuf. It doesn't matter if it happens to be the sixth amma or the tenth amma. So you're going to be chayiv because it's all a place of liability. Hacha imanach leim bistav makom toru. But in our situation, if someone stopped in the makom patur, in this in-between area, then they're going to be pater. So over there, they're totally different cases. How can you possibly use this as a source? So now the second suggestion, Ella, midi dahava mavir chayiv. Rather, we're talking about a case where someone's walking exactly four amos. So if they stop before they walk the full four amos, they're going to be patur. Yet when they walk to the end of the four amos, they are going to be chayev. So it should be the same thing. Just as walking from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim in between a Makom Patur, if you stopped in the Makom Patur, you're going to be Patur. So to over here, if you walked only two Amos out of the four Amos in a Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Patur. So it should be the same thing. That's how we learn it. Just as over there, you'd be Chayev if you walked four full Amos, even though you're walking through the first four where you're not going to be Chayev, the same thing should apply and you're going to be Chayev. And asking more again, me dummy, are these cases really comparable? In this case, because this guy only walked two out of the four amos, you're right. If he stopped right here at amma number two, he'd be patur. But for someone else who, that's his fourth amma, he is going to be chayiv. That's a makom chayiv for other people. It just happens to be in his situation, he's going to be patur. But in our situation, we're talking about a makom patur, a place where no one's going to be chayiv ever. So you can't really compare them. They're totally different cases. You can't really compare them. So rather, our third and final suggestion, rather, we're talking about a case where someone's going from a private property to a public property through what's called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. This is something like the sides of Rishus HaRabim, which means, let's say someone has like a fence that's going across their Rishus HaRabim. So if that fence falls down, so that place is Tzidei Rishus HaRabim and does not have the status of a real Rishus HaRabim, rather the status of some sort of Carmelist. So now says the Gemara. So in that situation, let's say someone stopped in the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, right? So you're going from a private property to a public property and you stop in this Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, in the sides of this public property, so you'd be Pater. Yet when you get to the actual Rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayev. Hachanami Loshna. So just as over there, you're going through a place where you're going to be Pater into a place where you're going to be Chayev. So to over here, you're going through a Makom Patur into a Rishus HaRabim, so you're going to be Chayev. It should be the exact same thing. But now I ask the Gemara on this one. Maski for Rabba Rabba objected, and he said, "Hani chal Rabban." And this makes sense according to the Rabban and Damrei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Lav Kir Saram. I mean, this is all assuming that this Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is not treated like Rishus HaRabim. Rabbi Elazar, but according to Rabbi Elazar, Damrei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim Kir Saram Dami Michael Amimar. But if you do hold that this has the status of Rishus HaRabim, then that is not a source. Again, we're trying to look for a source to teach us that if you go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim through a Makom Patur, that you're going to be chayv. Because we would only assume that actually going from one Rishus to the other makes you chayv. But if there's something in between, maybe it wouldn't make you chayv, so we don't really have a place to look yet. So answers the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Barei de Ravika, Emor Deshamas Rabbi Elazar, Da Amar Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, Kir Rishus HaRabim, Dami Hecha Deleka Chifufe. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, when he said that Tzidei Rishus HaRabim is like Rishus HaRabim, that's only when there's no obstruction along the way. Let's say the fence fell down and then there's like a sharp area, so no one's really able to walk through that. If that's the case, then that's not going to be considered Rishus HaRabim. But only when that is not existing, when it's a perfectly clear area, then it's going to be Rishus HaRabim. But if we have a situation where there are obstructions there and people aren't able to walk through, then of course it's not going to be considered Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, this is what our Brice is similar to. It's this case of Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. That's what the case of our Muck going through from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim through a Muck of Patur. That's what it's similar to. So again, we had that question, where does it come from? We thought maybe only just from one Rishus to the other is going to make you high, and not if there's something in between. We have three suggestions. We ended up learning it from Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Now the Gemara goes back to this sheet of Ben Azai. You said that you're Pater. Rabbi Yochanan says, Moda Ben Azai Bezorek. Ben Azai, you said you're going to be Pater when going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim with a Makom Patur in between. So he admits that in the case where someone throws the object from this Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim through this Makom Patur, that someone's going to be Chayev. Tani Nam Yachu, we have a Brisa that supports this. Amotzi Mechanus LePalatia. So if someone goes from the Rishus HaYachid to the Rishus HaRabim through this Makom Patur, you're going to be Chayev. Echad Amotzi v'Echad Amachnis. So the Rabbanan say this applies whether you're going in or out. V'Echad Azorik v'Echad Amoshit. Whether you handed it over, whether you threw it, you're always going to be Chayev. Ben Azai Omer, but Ben Azai says Amotzi v'Amachnis Pater Amoshit v'Azorik Chayev. If you just go in and out, you're going to be Pater, like he said before. But if you hand it over, or if you throw it, then you are going to be Chayev in such a situation. Now the Gemara brings up a Brisa, which is so fundamental to everything we are doing in terms of Hotzah and Shabbos. There are four Rishuyos, four domains when it comes to Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid, there's Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabim, and a public property, the Carmelis, as we've discussed, the Carmelis, Umakum Patur, in a place where you're going to be Patur. So now, what are these things? Rishus HaYachid, what's going to be considered Rishus HaYachid? Charit Shehu Amok Asara V'Rachav Arba. So a ditch that is 10 Tvachim deep and 4 Tvachim wide. So you need this 4 Tvachim wide surface, and it needs to be 10 Tvachim deep in order to be considered a real Rishus HaYachid. V'chein Gadir Shehu Gavoa Asara V'Rachav Arba. And also something which is above 10 tfachim from the ground and is a base of 4 tfachim wide, that's going to be Zohi Rishus HaYachid Gimura. This is a complete Rishus HaYachid. Vezohi Rishus HaRam, what's going to be considered Rishus HaRam? Saratya, so a highway, Upaltia Gedola, and a large public plaza, Umavos HaMufulashin, and streets that are open at both ends. So these are streets which are 16 Amos wide. So Zuhi Rishus HaRabim Gemura. These are going to be considered complete Rishus HaRabim. Ein Motzin Rishus HaYachid Zu Rishus HaRabim Zu. Ve'ein Machnisin Rishus HaRabim Zu Rishus HaYachid Zu. You're not allowed to go from one of these to the other. We know you can't go from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. Ve'im Hotzi Ve'ichnis. And if someone did do this, B'shogeg Chayev Chatas, if they did it by accident, then they're going to be Chayev Chatas. B'mezid Onosh Karis, if they did it on purpose, they're going to be Chayev Karis. V'niskal, or they're going to get skill if there was the proper Hasra and stuff. Aval Yam, but if we're talking about a sea or any other open body of water, Ubika, and some sort of open field, the Istvanis, or some sort of bench area, the HaKarmelis, or a Karmelis, as we've discussed, this in-between area, which is not Rishus HaRabim, not Rishus HaYachid, in the low Kir Saram, low Kir Saryachid, this is not like a Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaYachid, ve'in nosim nosim misocha. Therefore, the Rabbanan say that you're not allowed to pick something up in there and carry it for Amos and place it down in it, ve'im nasim nosim misocha pater. But if you did do this, you're going to be pater, at least on a Deoraisa level, ve'in motin mitocha Rishus HaRabim. And you also shouldn't go from there to a Rishus HaRabim, or from Rosh Hashanah into it. So you shouldn't go from a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah or vice versa, or a Carmelist to Rosh Hashanah and vice versa. But if you did do either of those things, at least on a De'oraisa level, you are going to be Pater. It's only a Chiyuv Mi Derabanan. Now, the Braisa goes on and lists more things where there's a Dirabanan issue of carrying. Chatzer Rosh HaRabim, if you have a communal courtyard, Mavo, She'inan Mufugashin, and streets which are not open at both ends. Erevu Mutarin. So if you have an Erev in that situation, so if it's not a real Rosh HaRabim, and it's not something which is open at both ends, not the 16 Amos wide streets, then if you have an Erev, then it's going to be okay. An Erev joins everyone together, makes it like it's one big residence, then you're going to be good. Lo Erevu Usurim. But if you do not have an Erev, then you are not going to be able to carry in that area. Now the Braisa goes on to explain what a makom patur is. Adam omed al ha'is kupa. So if a person is standing on the threshold of a house, this is like that place under the door we actually said the other day in the Amud that this is going to be considered like a makom patur. No tell me balabayas. So if you take an object from the balabayas who's in the Rosh HaYachid v'nosin lo, and you give him an object, no tell me ani, or you take something from the ani who's in the Rosh HaRabim v'nosin lo, or if you give him something, b'vachal you tell me balabayas v'nosin lani, as long as you don't serve as the middleman between them, or me'ani v'nosin lo balabayas, or you take from the onion, give to the balabayas, but if you do that, shloshdan patur, and all three are going to be patur, because if it goes through the makom patur, then there's not going to be the chayiv. The chayiv is only when someone is handing something from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh HaYachid, but if there's this in-between step of someone going through a makom patur, they're going to be patur. But you shouldn't serve as that middleman. That should not be ideally done, but if it is, then they're all going to be patur. Achirim omer machirim say, is kupa mishamesha shtei rishuyos. This threshold functions as two types of rishuyos, depending on the circumstances. Bizman sha pesach pasuach, when the door to the entrance is open, because this is like the thing that's right under the door. So if the door is open, kilif nim. Then it's like Rosh Hashayach. Pesach no, if the door is open, kilachalik. Then it's like a Rosh Hasharabim. Vim haisa is kupa gavoa asar ruchava arba. And if the threshold was 10 tfachim high and 4 wide, harizeh Rosh Hashatma, then it would be considered its own separate Rosh Hashayachid. So it must be over here. When we're talking about the Makom Patur, it's only, let's say, on a base of 3 tfachim wide as opposed to 4, and something which is under 10 tfachim high, and that's why it would be considered that. So we had, again, our discussion about the case when we're going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah with a makom patur in between them, where we know that that would be chayav from. And then we got into our 4 rishuyos. We know the rishuyos of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Karmos, and makom patur. And we explained that an Erev, which is what we use, works when we're dealing with this Karmos type thing, but not when we're dealing with a real Rosh Hashanah, Mido Reisa. Not more to discuss, but this is Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.